I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. I can sense our faith increasing for provision since we started a number of weeks ago. And that's the Word of God has a displacing effect in you. You know, if you had a glass with some milk in it and it had, you know, a little milk left in, if you put it in the sink and turn the faucet on and the water flows into the glass, well, now you got a mixture, water and milk. But if you just keep flowing that water in there, what will it do? It'll keep displacing the milk until there's no milk left. Right?
Right?
It's just full of clear, clean water. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Word of God does. It has a displacing effect on you. The more truth comes into you, the more anointed word and faith comes into you, it pushes out questions. It pushes out wavering. It pushes out doubt. It pushes out fear until you got no doubt.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got no, you're not vacillating. You're not wondering. You know. You're sure. Hallelujah. And when you're sure is when you're ready to make a stand and you're ready to make a confession. Hallelujah. That'll have some power in it and some things will change in your life. So, Father, we thank you for this. Ask for utterance today in the anointing. Thank you for bringing us up higher. In Jesus' name, amen. As we've been saying, we are on a series called Faith for Provision. And we have gone through now 10 reasons why we are sure, we're convinced, that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And if you weren't with us, go online, faithschool.org, and there's even other languages there beside English, and take advantage of it. Feed, like we're saying, keep feeding on this until it pushes all the fear and doubt out. And we got down to reason number 11 in our study. If you'll go there, Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Reason number 11, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all, is because God told us to imitate Him, to act like He acts, do what He does. In Ephesians 5 and 1, this is the Amplified, it says, therefore be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example, as well-beloved children imitate their father. Copy Him, and follow His example, imitate Him. The word literally means mimic. Mimic Him. If He says this, you say that. If He does this, it's what you do. And actually, confession, you know, the Bible says that Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. The word confession means to say the same thing. Well, that's acting like Him. If He says, it's something I do for myself, I said this today, we've all got humanity. We all know our shortcomings and weaknesses. But it'll do me no good to say, oh, you know, I've failed in so many ways. I come short. No, that won't help you. That won't help me.
Right.
But what I said walking over here today, I said, thank you, Lord, for making me an able minister of the New Testament.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That ain't based on how I feel, right, or how I think I look. Why? He said it.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes,
He said it. So what? I'm going to act like Him.
Yeah.
If that's what He says about me, that's what I'm going to say about me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that we saw on yesterday's class, God made gold. And he must like it.
Yes.
And it's obviously good because he said everything that God made was very good. He even said, he said, there's gold over there, God said, and he said it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Isaiah 5, we're told, don't you call good evil. And people talk about, yeah, what about that old filthy lucre? Well, is God right about what he said or not?
Yes.
Well, then you don't understand something else.
Right.
No, filthy lucre, of course, you know, we don't use that phrase that often in regular conversation today. But it literally means shameful gain. It means you got it by the wrong way. You lied, you stole, you hurt somebody. That's shameful. Well, it wasn't the money that was the problem. It's how you got it. And that's why the scripture doesn't say that money's the root of all evil. It says the love of money. That's the issue. Covetousness is the issue. So the gold is good. And it used to be that our currency, our paper currency, was based on the gold standard. And that's, you know, why they do it that way. Because it's solid. It's stable. Now today everything's gone to ones and zeros. Which reason to believe God. But we got down to the book of Revelation yesterday. And I want you to go back there again, please. Where we saw Solomon, because of the wisdom God gave him, he wound up super wealthy, and money just flowed to him, and particularly gold. Gold just flowed to him by the ton every year. Tons of gold coming into him. And he built the tabernacle out of it at God's direction. That's what God said. He wanted it built that way, and he wanted it made out of that. And as I was studying that a while back, I was thinking, Solomon is using pure gold as a building material. Like we would use plywood. He's using gold, pure gold everywhere. And as I was saying that, the Lord interrupted me. He said, that's what I do. That's what I do. And I was reminded, yes, that's what God does. He uses gold as building material because it's good. It's good. He said good. In Revelation 21 and 10, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, John's talking, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, the city that God made. And this is what we can look forward to. This is in our future. He said it had the glory of God. The Bible taught, Jesus talked about Solomon's wisdom and wealth as his glory. And we saw the connection between glory and wealth and wisdom and honor. It said that her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the building of the wall was of jasper. And the city was pure gold like clear glass. Not a special structure in the city. The city was pure gold, and it's so pure, there's no impurities in it, that it's transparent. Translucent, if you want to call it. It's clear, like glass, but it's gold. Now, we hadn't seen that because we hadn't got it that pure down here. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Now, we might go get us some stones and some rocks and build us a wall, but we don't just look for rubies the size of 5-gallon buckets, right? Or diamonds. And the reason I say it, read the rest of it. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. Hold on. One level of the wall was sapphire, the whole thing. Then the next level, chalcedony. And the fourth level, emerald. The whole, that whole section of the foundation of the wall, emerald. Huh? Now what are these people going to do? If somebody got a little emerald ring here in this life, right? Or some preacher got a diamond ring and they go, oh, that just makes me sick. Oh, that just makes me sick. That disgusts me. Well, man, you're going to need some Pepto-Bismol or something when you get to heaven. Is that right? Because what are you going to do? You're going to walk through there and it ain't no little emerald. It's a whole wall in the foundation of emerald and sapphire. Huh? And are you going to say, God, that's just gaudy. That's just gaudy. I think God is right. Do you?
Yes.
I think if he says, this is the way to do it. Somebody says, yeah, but you know, that's heaven. That's heaven. Yeah. And he taught us to pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I know my faith is not at the place to build the church out of emeralds and sapphires. It'd be godly. Oh, I lost somebody right there. I lost somebody right there. Would it be godly or not? Is it disgusting or godly? Can you see how messed up the church has gotten? Because the devil has convinced much of the church that these kind of things are bad. They're bad. You don't want any part of these things. You want away from these things. God says they're good. That's how he operates. And he said, be imitators of me as dear children. I'm not operating on the level of vision and faith that he is. But wherever my level is,
Yes, sir.
I'm to imitate him.
Yes, sir.
Right? Maybe we're not building it out of gold, but I don't have to do it cheap.
That's right.
Right? I can do it the best I know how and believe how, and go ahead. Don't be concerned. Spend some extra.
Right.
Believe for some extra. Yes. Let's make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it nice.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know not everybody will accept this, but you're just cutting yourself off. Because who is God? And who made these things? And who said they're good? Then woe to him that calls good evil. That's what he said. Don't call what he calls good bad and evil. It went on to say, verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several or individual gate was of one pearl. That's impressive. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Everywhere you look, gold, rubies, sapphires, emeralds. Does that make you sick?
No.
Disgusting?
No.
Or God?
God?
Huh? Am I reading scriptures?
Yes.
God. Now go with me. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
I know, I can almost hear. I heard, just a minute ago, I heard, moo, moo. You know what it was? Holy cow. It was a holy cow. We knocked her down. We knocked her down. Moo. We don't just need to knock her down. We need to put her out of her misery. We need to get rid of these religious traditions that are robbing Christians. I don't care about all that. I don't care about that. Well, how about just believing to pay your bills? Let's start there, right? Believing that God could and would help you to pay your bills. And you start doing that, you will like it. You will enjoy it. And you'll think, I want to do some more of this. Is that right? And God will help you, and you can come completely out of debt, out of lack, out of poverty, into plenty. Next thing you know, God's using you to help other people, helping you to preach the gospel, using you to help preach the gospel. This is good or bad?
Good.
Good or this is good? Good. Go with me to, let's see, for time's sake. Go to Matthew, I believe it is. Matthew 23. You know, on the way there, in Matthew 13, he talks about the kingdom of heaven. I'll just read it while you're turning to 23. The kingdom of heaven's like treasure hidden in a field. A man found it for joy. He goes, sells everything he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven's like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. And he finds one pearl of great price and sold everything he had and went and bought it. And so then the master said, so don't do that. Don't be looking at these precious things. And no, why is he using something that a lot of people call bad and disgusting to illustrate important spiritual principles to us? Because when God made beautiful, precious stones, they are good. They've always been good. He made gold, silver, platinum, right?
Yes,
precious metals. They've always been good. They're not bad. Just because it's expensive doesn't make it bad. It's loving it. That's the issue. Can we agree on that, church?
Yes, yes.
Loving it's the problem. Now notice in Matthew 23, this is part of what we've been getting to through all of this. In Matthew 23, verse 2, Jesus said, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. The easy to read says it like this. They tell you to do things, but they don't do those things themselves. They make strict rules that are hard for people to obey, and they try to force others to obey their rules, but they themselves will not try to follow any of those rules. And if you read the 23rd chapter of Matthew there, he must have said it, 8-10 times. He said, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Hypocrites. And he starts off by saying, you tell other people to do it, but you don't do it. You won't do it. Well, now, what if God told us? If he said, yeah, I live on gold. I live good. But I want you to be broke. I want you to suffer poverty. But he will not live in poverty. He will not do that. How can he condemn them? Are y'all with me now? How can he condemn them for hypocrisy if he's unwilling to do what he's forcing us to do? See, inconsistency. Can you see what I'm talking about? Inconsistency. Is God good? Is he fair?
Yes.
Is he just?
Yes.
Would he require, ask us, or force us to do something he would never do himself?
No.
Now, the whole point of redemption is God was made flesh.
Yes.
Jesus came and lived where we live, didn't he?
Yes.
Faced what we face, not so we could live in poverty, not so we could die in bondage, so we could be liberated,
yes,
so we could be redeemed, so we could be free, so we could be saved, we could be forgiven, we could be healed, we could have peace, we could have joy. He even became poor.
Yes.
Not so we could be poor, so we might be made rich, delivering us. Why? Because poor never was the will of God. Sick never was the will of God. These things came into the earth not because God made them. When God created Adam and Eve, they were flawless. Their bodies were perfect. Their brains, their minds were flawless, perfect. There was no disease. There was no sickness. And there was no lack. There was no lack. There was no poverty in the garden. There was no shortage of any good thing. All that happened after sin and the curse and death and the fall. And to say that these things that happened as a result of sin and the curse is of God is to say the thing that happened is of God. Sin is not of God. And the curse is not of God. God made everything so beautiful, so perfect, and he made gold.
Yes.
And even told him where it was,
yes,
right? He said, look, I put a bunch of gold over there, and it's some top quality stuff. Go over there and get you some, right?
Right.
And when we get to heaven, what are we going to see?
Gold.
What are we going to see? We're going to see riches. Is that right? We're going to see glorious splendor. Huh? And don't anybody dare say, well, that looks gaudy to me. Hey, God, put it there, okay? You better shut your mouth. And the only reason people say stuff like that is because they've been convinced they could never have it. And so they feel jealous and they've believed lies and they just want to judge somebody else and find fault with somebody else. Don't do it, child of God. Don't do it. Believe that God is good and glorious, and everything that He made was, is good. So have yourself some good, right? Go ahead and believe for enough to pay all your bills and some extra. Go ahead and believe for a good place to stay, not just subsist. Let's go ahead. Did I lose somebody or not? Let's go ahead and believe for extra. Is that right? Something we could give and help others with. A good way of traveling. Good clothes to wear. Good thing. Now, if the Lord says, I want you to liquidate that and put it over here, you'll do it just like that. Right? He said, give that to them. You'll do it. But you're not taking a vow of poverty. God never told anybody to take a vow of poverty. No, He didn't. No, He didn't. That's yielding to a curse that came as the result of sin. No, sir. No, ma'am. Jesus didn't take a vow of poverty. He didn't ask anybody to take a vow of poverty. It's not the money that's the problem. It's loving it. The Scripture said, you know, Abraham, when he was talking with God, with the Lord, the angel of the Lord, about Sodom and Gomorrah and his kinfolks, he said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Will God do right or not?
Yes.
Job 8, it says, does God pervert judgment? Does the Almighty pervert justice? Can you answer that for me?
Yes.
Never. Never will God do anything, require anything of you or me unfair or unjust. Never. Job 34:10, it said, far be it from God to do evil or from the Almighty to do wrong. In Deuteronomy 32:4, I like this. Deuteronomy 32:4, this is Young's literal translation. It says, the rock. Perfect is His work. All His ways are just. God of steadfastness, without iniquity, righteous and upright is He. You know, Romans says concerning this in the third chapter, it says, let God be true and every man a liar or false, as it is written, that you may be justified and shown to be upright in what you say and prevail when you are judged. When God is judged, yeah. Not that anybody would be able to sit in judgment, but men are doing it right now. God, that's not fair. It's going to be shown and demonstrated that God was fair in every respect with everybody, and He never. There are people that are blaspheming God today because of their awful situation that they're living in, and they've been told that God chose that for them, that everything that's happening is God's will and plan for their life. It's a lie. I said, it's a lie from the pit. It is not true. And they can rail at God and curse and blaspheme. Why did God choose this for me? How about He didn't choose it for you? Huh? How about you come to Him and start believing Him and listen to Him? He'll get you out of there. He'll bring you out of there into what He calls good. And what He calls good, hallelujah, is life and life abundantly to the full until it overflows, Jesus said, John 10:10. Do you believe that God's a fair God and He's not living in luxury and in gold and precious jewels and saying, yeah, but you know, I want you to live in the dirt. I want you to suffer in poverty. I want you to go to bed hungry. Huh? Well, He won't do it. God doesn't do it, right? Why? If poverty was good, He'd have some, right? He'd have some. It'd be in the heavenly city. It'd be something that's in our future. Thank God it's not. Thank God it's not. In the world to come, in our future, there's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's no more crying. There's no more dying. Oh, somebody say, thank God. Nobody's starving to death. Nobody oppressed and suicidal. Nobody. No, why? Because none of that stuff was ever the will of God. Never was, never will be. God is good and does good. Hallelujah. Our time's up again. Say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome this world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, just because you heard this one time is not the end of it. You need to hear these things again and again. Like I said, it has a displacing effect. Because some of this old religious tradition, it's sticky, man. It's like flypaper. You know, you thought you got rid of it. Next day or two, a week ago, here you are talking poverty again. You know, you think, get that. But you can get rid of it. If you'll just stay in the truth, it will make you free. We'll see you again soon, back here in Faith School. I've sure enjoyed being with you again this week. I believe we're making progress. Like we said about religious tradition, it's persistent, sticky stuff. And you just have to keep hearing the truth, and it will replace the other stuff. At the end of the week, I like to speak over our partners and those of you that are praying, believing with us. You can rise above the lack. You can come out of the debt and the problems and get in good shape. Father, I speak over all of our partners. I say, be increased. And every good seed that they've sown here, cause it to come back on them, multiplied, and open up our thinking, our vision. Help us to come out of smallness and narrowness and narrow thinking and be liberated into the vision of what you have for us, your full will for us. We ask it in the name of Jesus. The word's working in you. Your faith is increasing. And when we say things like this, it's not an empty thing. I'm releasing faith, and I'm believing that the anointing and the blessing is working in your life. And it is. And the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. We love you. We thank God for you. We'll see you again soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.